Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Households could save about €300 a year if homes were fitted with simple water-saving devices. This is according to new research by Anfora Mishka, and co-author of the report, Professor John Gallagher, is with us here on the show today. John, how much water are we wasting, first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Well, I suppose it's surprising how much we use on a day-to-day basis and across the year, whether it's flushing the toilets, leaving the tap running, or even not leaving the tap running and just having a what we consider a reasonably length shower. So you can really consume quite a lot over the year, and really from a daily perspective, 20, 30 litres can easily disappear by having the wrong fixtures and fittings.
And that's the average, is it? Roughly consumption about 20 to 30 litres per day?
Yeah, well, from in terms of the savings, so I mean, the average household can use about 500 litres per day, depending on the three or four people in a house. And when you add that up every day over the year, it can be quite substantial. And you know, it all depends on the type of tap we have, the type of toilet we have, and indeed the kind of the shower fitting.
Now, I know some people are going to think, how am I going to save about £300 a year with this new device if I'm sure I'm not paying for my water as it is? So how am I going to save money?
Well, at the end of the day, I think a lot of our water is hot, and we don't maybe appreciate that factor. When it comes to really, it's the hot water where the saving is for the household. We don't, when we look at our electricity bill, maybe nowadays we have a better understanding of the breakdown with smart meters, and that's really important, I think, to because that's where our pocket is being affected. So when we look at our hot water consumption as opposed to our general water consumption, the majority of these savings around showers and taps, that's where it really does benefit our pocket.
So this particular device that we're talking about, this water safety device, can you explain how this works?
Well, really, these are not far off standard available devices that you can buy. When you look at the long array of different taps and showers, and when you walk into a store to buy them, really it's about understanding how efficient or inefficient they can be. So really, they're nothing exciting or special in terms of the types of products, or they're not hidden on the back of the shelf. Really, it's just about understanding the products when we're making decisions to buy. And sometimes that's a case of maybe they're not labelled in the way that we fully understand. If you take even your fixtures and fittings, or your appliances, your dishwashers, and your dryers, these kind of energy saving devices, sometimes we don't really understand the energy savings and the water savings, because really they're all, a lot of them are labelled A now or A plus, and what is the difference?
Pete the Builder, Peter Flynn, is with us here too, John, on the line today. I'm sure you see this with call outs when you're out doing jobs, working on people's homes, Peter, the amount of wastage that we all have.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of simplify exactly what we're talking about here, it's usually on a combination tap or a mixer tap is what it's usually known as. So, you know, your modern type kitchen sink fitting, where you've got the lever where you could pull to the left or pull to the right, whether you want hot or cold water. And it's a gauze that basically goes on the outlet part of it, which then aerates the water and therefore reduces the amount of hot water in particular that comes out through the tap, and therefore is accumulates up to an energy saving and obviously a water saving. So John is right in what he said there. It's the compound effect of that happening. But I definitely see some very serious issues where, like, even a simple thing like a toilet that passes. And what I mean by that is we've all seen a toilet where there's a trickle of water constantly coming out. But if you accumulate that over a full day, a full week, a full month, full year, there's a huge amount of water being wasted in that situation. So my advice on this is absolutely where you can and when you can, if you're replacing any of your existing fittings, try and go for something that does have an aerator in the tap. And again, it's a very simple thing. The only negative to it is that it does reduce the amount of water coming out. So if you've got a low pressure water system, sometimes it can reduce the amount of hot water that comes out of the tap. But try and maintain your property. And when you've got a plumber in, getting your boiler serviced, show them the couple of fittings around the house that are leaking. And it's amazing the cumulative effect that can have when you stop that constant leaking from happening.
But I would guess probably a lot of us don't even know, Pete.
Yeah, and that's genuinely the case. So I tell you, when we will know is when, at the moment, the water charges are suspended. But when those water charges do come in, and let's be honest, they're going to come in at some stage, no matter how much we give out and protest about it. And when that happens, that's when people are really going to see it. Look, we're very lucky, Andrea, in this country. Like, you know, the higher powers above provide us with plenty of water. Our reservoirs get filled up even over the weekend there with the amount of rain that came. But, you know, in the future, if we have got issues with our water supply, and again, in other countries that don't have as much water that we do, that's, they have to take this issue more seriously. And we've probably been guilty of over the years not worrying about it, because we've always had plenty of fresh, clean water that we never had to pay for, you know, provided to us. So, you know, going forward, I think, you know, to be realistic about it, we need to start thinking about this and managing it. And it's quite simple. It's a very simple thing to do on a household basis. Now, look, there's a bigger problem here when you look at our main system that we've got, and our county councils all across the country are very quick to try and stop the leakages that we have in our main system. But from a household point of view and a domestic point of view, whatever we can do to reduce that is absolutely going to help the environment in the long term.
So it's basically the fact that if people are, you don't have a combi boiler and they're trying to heat their water, the saving, I suppose, in many respects has been made by not having to put the, not having to heat it for so long.
Exactly. So it reduces the amount of water that comes out of the tap. So if you're someone who's having a shave, let's say, and you constantly leave the hot water running while you're having your shave, therefore you're wasting a huge amount of water. And again, it comes down to habits. And as I said earlier, as soon as we start having to pay for this property, well, then people will suddenly get better habits. But at this moment in time, there does be a lot of simple ways. Again, when it comes to toilets, you know, the more modern toilets, you see they've got two types of flushes. You've got the half flush and the full flush. Again, for the different level of use of the toilet. But again, that is a massive saving, because you're only emptying half of the amount of water that's in the cistern. And again, you do that, if you accumulate that over numerous years, and especially in a busy household, you know, it does have an effect, you know.
And is this something that people can fit themselves to their taps, or is it something that you need a professional to do?
The water aerator is a very simple. It usually comes with a threaded system. It's just simply a little gauze that, and most modern stuff, John said it there earlier, most modern taps, especially the mixer type taps, will come with this already. But again, when it comes to the other parts with oil, like the likes of the toilets and other water saving measures, I would always say get a professional in. But like I said earlier, you know, this time of year, you know, people aren't looking for plumbers to do a lot of the heating jobs. So sometimes plumbers during the summer are looking for some work. Get them to get in, service your boiler, and also do a few jobs around the house.
Research and policy lead with the National Water Forum, Dr. Trina McGrath, is with us on the line today. Trina, how important are these kind of changes?
Hi, thanks, Andrea. Yes, I suppose at national level, what the Water Forum are advising is that we are asking for the government to take leadership here and to look at ways that we can look at water conservation nationally. So we are the National Stakeholder Forum, and we have an advisory role in relation to water conservation. And what we have, building on research both by John Gallagher, who you heard earlier, but also Sarah Cotterill from UCD, we are calling for the revision of building regulations. And so we feel that new homes should not only be energy efficient, but they should also be water efficient. And that takes out the, I suppose, personal responsibility. And we would hope that people would also take responsibility themselves. But if houses are more water efficient, it not only saves on water, which leaves more water, I suppose, to meet housing targets, it saves on energy, like you heard already. And it saves, I suppose, energy within the house, but it also saves on the carbon footprint of treating water and treating wastewater. So there's multiple benefits across the board, I suppose, of having homes that are water efficient. So I suppose we've already recommended to the minister to look at building regulations and see how we can make improvements. And I suppose to support that recommendation, we commissioned research last year, which was led by John Gallagher, because we wanted to know how much does it cost to build a house that's water efficient? Like, who will be paying for that? How much water savings can you make? How much energy can we save? And what, you know, John's report showed is that it doesn't cost very much, so less than €200. To build a house that is, you know, 20 or 30 litres per person, you'd save that much every day. And that's a huge amount of water. If you just look at the government targets to build water efficient homes, saving just that 20 to 30 litres by simple just showers, you know, taps, toilets, we can save huge amounts of water. The government could save, the state can save a lot of money through the cost of water and wastewater treatment. The homeowner can save through energy savings. So it is something that we are really going to push now. We're very pleased to hear that the government are setting up a national water conservation team, which we recommended a few years ago. And so we hope that this new team will kind of drive water conservation in Ireland.
John, just maybe a final point. Two fairly contradictory messages. This listener says, your guest is right. People just don't care enough because they aren't paying for their water. And another listener tells me to please stop saying that we don't pay for water. We do through general taxation.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. And I suppose this is why I relate to our energy, because that's something we definitely all share. And if you look to rural Ireland, many group water schemes, they do contribute to paying for their water and their water supply. So that's where I think the joint messaging of energy savings, which we definitely feel in our personal pocket, is really important to this. And I feel from a sustainability standpoint, we all have to do our part, and therefore contributing to how we conserve water is so important.
Listen, thanks a million to you all for joining us on the programme today. Pete the Builder, Peter Flynn, John Gallagher there, who's the co-author of the report for on Forum Uisce, and Dr. Trina McGrath, who is from the National Water Forum. Thanks a million to you all for joining us. Fairly mixed views actually on this today, but the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.